is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Citizens support calls to halt processing of 77 bills. Governance expert dissatisfied with government's reasons for cancelling of rights conference. An international news, Chad declares state of emergency in Lake Chad region after Boko Haram attacks. And in sports, Rabiot targets France's third World Cup star at 2026 FIFA World Cup. And now the news in detail. The Citizens First Party, CF, has expressed total support to the call made by LCK Freedom Foundation and Chapter 1 Foundation to halt processing of 77 bills which are currently being tabled in Parliament. CF Media Director Innocent Lupia says this call must be supported lest Zambians find themselves trapped in unscrupulous laws that subvert the electoral and democratic provisions in just 9 days. Mr. Lupia has questioned why the panic, why the desperation, when government had all the time to ensure the rightful and comprehensive procedures are observed. Governance expert and human rights advocate has expressed dissatisfaction with the government's reasons for cancelling the Human Rights Conference. Wesley Mianda says government has a duty to clearly communicate the reasons for the cancellation in a way that is easily understood by all stakeholders in order to dispel rumors and speculation surrounding the decision. He notes that the cancellation has brought about widespread assumption and criticism from various stakeholders across the country, hence the need for transparency and clear communication. Mr. Mianda further says the cancellation has portrayed the country in a negative light, adding that it also reflects a lack of consideration for stakeholders and international delegates who may have already made travel arrangements.
Going forward, that conference, we still need it. As a governance expert and human rights advocate, I think I have to advocate that that summit is still very important. And if anything, let the government find a way of allowing that to take place here in Zambia, because we need to attend. It has to do with people's rights, people's freedoms, so that at the end of the day, no one should claim that the government has been unfair on their part.
The Fight Inequality Alliance, FIA Zambia, has warned that the Petroleum Development and Management Bill, NAB 72 of 2026, will deepen inequality in the country. National Coordinator Mputa Ngalande has urged President Hage Ndehijilema to reject the bill and instead pursue reforms that promote equality. He cautioned that the legislation would entrench Zambia's dependence on elites and foreign corporations. Ngalande explains that corporations can absorb shocks from sudden policy shifts, while local businesses would be established as the bill grants a sweeping authority to regulators such as the ERB. He argues that the financial and technical threshold set by the bill excludes small and medium enterprises, preventing ordinary Zambians from participating in the petroleum industry. He says local firms would be forced to bear heavy costs and navigate complex reinvestment systems, creating cash flow crisis that multinationals with global resources can easily withstand. He stresses that the bill concentrates economic power in the hands of a few corporations, sidelining ordinary citizens. Ngalande has noted that although the government presents the bill as modernization, it fails to guarantee local content despite existing laws. The Emerald Production Watch of Zambia has challenged African leaders to speed up processes aimed at improving the use of technology to foster growth. The organization's president, Musa Kafimbwa, who is currently in China studying economic mining, says African leaders must pick lessons from China, noting that despite limited resources in China, technology has taken center stage in driving development. Dr. Kafimbwa has noted with concern that most African countries have been underutilizing resources that other nations like China are now taking advantage of.
China is getting to overtake the biggest state in America because they believe in themselves, they trust themselves, and they're able to share their thinking, their technology to the rest of the world. So it's a pity that our leaders from Africa, the ministers from Africa that come to visit countries like China, they leave this country empty without tapping anything. It's quite painful. Let us believe, hope and trust that Africa, our state where we belong to, can be a better place if we try to tap the technology, the knowledge, the education from China. I think it's the way to go. We should realize that we can only develop Africa, we can only develop Zimbabwe, develop Zambia, Angola, if we believe in ourselves.
Meanwhile, Eric Zhang, a representative from Zhengzhou University of Technology, says China stands ready to share its technology to help foster growth in Africa.
Yes, and I'm thinking our Chinese, we are willing to share our technology. It's not like others, they will hide their technology, but we are going to share with the whole world.
The Young Women's Christian Association, YWCA, says it has continued expanding community-based programs aimed at ending child marriages, reducing teenage pregnancies, and addressing gender-based violence across the country. The organization has been implementing interventions in Eastern Province, particularly in Chama and Lundazi districts, while also extending activities to Southern, Western, and Central provinces through partnerships with traditional leaders and grassroots community structures. Speaking on the organization's ongoing initiatives, Executive Director Regina Katongo says YWCA has prioritized sustainability by linking projects to community membership structures and establishing local branches in areas where programs are introduced.
Yeah, so we also have the DIC where you're going to the DIC center, where people can come in. Initially, we provide these services for free, and the people that are there have been trained through mentorship through UNFPS. And currently, we have projects. I think my programs manager will mention more about the project. You know, we have done a lot of achievement in terms of the projects that we are running in Eastern Province, Southern Province, especially heading towards marriage. We did a lot of activities. We did a lot of reaching out to the young people. We created a lot of services where you know currently they are being sustained through the membership that we have talked about.
Meanwhile, speaking on the organization's work, Programs Manager Kalu Mobita says YWCA currently operates more than 10 shelters nationwide, offering free services to survivors of abuse and vulnerable individuals. Mobita disclosed that the organization lost approximately 85% of its financing following the withdrawal of some international support, making UNFPA one of the few partners that provided targeted assistance to sustain shelter operations and related services.
When we look at our community work, one of the key issues we have around sheltering is that you think it's something small, but it's actually very critical. We have girls running away from the shelter because they don't want to eat the local food. Is it soya? Soya chunks? You find they'll prefer to come to the YWCA shelter because there's a difference in dieting. So some of the support, for instance, like last year, which we received directly for support to our shelters, was to ensure that we have a strengthened nutrition nutritional menu, something that is very, very critical. I think also one of the key budget lines under our support was transport.
Yeah.
What transport does not only make our operations efficient, but it enhances access to justice.
And YWCA Regional Director Lydia Zigomo has commended the organization's strategy of integrating projects into community structures such as